tweet at us or just follow us or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Morning, Craig Evans. How you doing today?
What are you looking at me for?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know the answer either.
Yeah. Don't know. Just say great like you always do. You lock yourself out of your office?
Apparently.
Okay. All right.
And my email.
Oh, your emails. I thought they fixed that, all that.
Yesterday. They did. I'm screwing something up.
Okay. All right.
Oh, well, I just sent you a very important piece of news.
I will not be getting it.
Yeah, that I guess we'll never get to.
You sent you
one yesterday, too. Yeah, I have it. But
you guys are right across from each other. You can just tell them what it is.
Yeah, I suppose I could do
you
that.
You could print it off or something like that.
The one I sent him yesterday, I forgot.
You forgot?
I forgot what it was.
You said you had a death earlier, right there, Todd?
Oh. Is he dead? Or
you
just sick?
You told me.
No, he's dead.
He's dead.
Floyd Parton. Are you familiar with Floyd Parton?
I'm not familiar with Floyd.
He was also a songwriter.
Oh, Dolly's brother, singer-songwriter.
Yeah, he wrote this version for Dolly. He said, just do Stairway to Heaven and Your Way. I want to put this in people's heads here.
Many number one hits, apparently.
There's a lady who's sure all that glitters is gold, and she's buying a stairway to heaven.
You would rather hear this than or Goose.
She gets there, she knows.
First of all, I love Dolly Parton. I think Dolly Parton's a cool lady, but this is how we honor her brother.
She can get what she came for.
Anybody have Dolly Parton's brother?
I didn't even look.
Yeah.
I didn't even know she had a brother.
I didn't know he was a singer-songwriter either.
You didn't know she had a brother?
Nope.
Let alone singer-songwriter.
Well, you should have advised her on this and said, don't record.
Apparently, she's got a lot of brothers.
Don't record. Well, they grew up in a holler somewhere,
yeah.
So they probably had a bunch of, a litter.
One, two, three, four. This is, he had five brothers.
There's a songbird who sings.
Yeah, five
sisters.
Should I put this out of its misery?
Yeah, that and the goose.
Goose.
Yeah, save your calls. He killed it.
For now.
That's usually the time where I get the call. Hey, could you do me a favor? Run in there and slap Tyler.
That's what it takes.
Todd's idea. He told me that Dolly's brother died, and I said, let's play Stairway to Heaven.
That's all we got.
Because his brother's going to heaven. That was it. That's the reason. Going to hillbilly heaven.
I think there's other Dolly covers we have.
We have one on CD. It's her covering Collective Soul's Shine.
That's brutal, too.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's not nothing.
Good is not the word I would
choose. Falls under the category of unnecessary. Her doing Stairway was just, I don't get that. And what year did she do that? We even have a date on that one.
God, it's been 8, 10 years. We've been...
No, I know that when she actually recorded it, because somebody somewhere in the studio or somewhere said, this is not good. Don't.
No, nobody's going to tell Dolly that.
I know, but nobody in her circle because she's paying her bills. Exactly.
Right.
But somebody has to say, yeah, Dolly, listen.
2002?
Oh, Jesus. Can the country station just play that version?
I don't think anybody played that.
Nobody played that. Yeah. It starts to rock then. I think, actually, I do think.
No, it doesn't.
I think that Jimmy Page guessed it on that, you know.
Does it start to rock?
He flew in and guessed it on that. He does the jam with a banjo.
He flew in and smashed the control console while they were recording it.
Exactly.
No.
Burn the master.
When I say I brought my axe with me,
yeah.
I mean I brought my axe.
There you go. How you doing today, Craig?
Not as good as I was a minute ago.
All right.
Really?
Well, also,
there's a hideous little thing here.
Another bad story.
Yeah, he said no, and then he said okay.
Okay. You can do it later?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Good. That's all that matters. If you're going to do it.
We'll mention that later.
Good tease.
Share it.
Is it?
Share it with the folks.
But we've all been there. He said no and then said okay.
And then she did something else.
And probably he shouldn't have. Crazy. Now, you know, now he'll regret it because it crazy really bitch. That?
Hmm. All been there, huh?
Of course we have.
Yeah. Richard Reese, a little later on. It's two for Tuesday, Jesus.
Well, it is.
Yeah, I'll play a second Dolly Parton.
Yeah,
on a lot of radio stations, it's
in
two for Tuesday.
In some places,
right?
It is.
Right.
Wow, look at you flashing back 22 years.
You know, wow. I was actually in the car like last Tuesday, and Fly Jock Bickham, who's on two of our stations, Z92, then he flies to Wichita and he does nights. We tell him you can do it over the satellite anymore, but now he still doesn't. He does. He flies.
No,
nope,
he's old fashioned.
And I heard him playing two songs. I said, "Oh, that's right. It's two for Tuesday, man. Cool, cool."
But when was the last time those words have passed your lips? The 20
on a microphone?
Yeah,
20. Yeah,
23 years ago.
Last October.
Yeah. So what's new, Craig?
We got an email here regarding a couple of things you mentioned yesterday.
Craig didn't.
I think he's a pretty smart guy. So, he addresses a couple of things.
Sometimes you think people are smart or not, though.
Yeah. Well, you be the judge.
Not good either.
Not good either, because I could just shoot the guy down depending on the subject.
Claims to be an ex-fundamentalist Christian millennial. I think I can speak.
Did he say ex in that? Because I didn't want to read the whole thing. I just saw Christian. I'm thinking, I don't need an explanation on the candy cane.
No, he's no longer a fundamental Christian.
Okay, good.
The candy cane's a Christian symbology.
This is a story from yesterday where Craig said there was a principal in Omaha, Nebraska, our fair home city here, that decided to get rid of secular Christmas crap in her school. And then he said, no, you
can't
do that.
He says it's a Midwest fundamentalist thing. It's Christians trying to take back Christmas symbology by redefining ornaments.
Oh, they redefined the candy cane.
Yes. Dumb on its face. Extra dumb.
It's upside down, it's a J, right?
Well, you know, the truth is they're shepherd's crooks, so they're already Christmas symbols. And I think I believe his point here, too.
Relevant.
As for millennials giving up sex for Amazon or bacon or avocados or Uber or whatever hell that stupid
44%. Yeah. And you know that's women.
What we're supposed to be ruining this month. Don't buy it. We enjoy sex as much as any other generation, but we also enjoy effing with pollsters, especially when they're asking obviously leading questions for their next "You won't believe what these crazy kids are up to now" articles.
Blurve.
Well, I'm digressing on the subject. If you ever want to see how obviously ridiculous many of these articles are, start replacing millennials with the term "people under 40. And are destroying industry with industry can't figure out how to market to." I get that Applebee's and Chili's can't figure out how to market to people under 40, doesn't grab attention, but it's much closer to the truth. Thank you for reading, and thanks for the entertainment.
Yeah, she is pretty smart.
Makes sense.
He does make a lot of sense.
It does.
Dick jokes are dick jokes. 14 or 80, you can laugh at them.
Remember, I used to get calls from a radio company, and they would play songs for me. And I would tell them that if I hated a song, I really like that.
Okay.
Give me a 10. Yeah, give it a 10. And if I liked the song,
have you heard Dolly Parton's
say,
new one?
I would give that a 10.
I say, I love Stairwell. Oh, she redo this?
Dolly, Stairway to Heaven? Yeah.
It's one of
the
best.
I really like that.
Suck it, Jesus.
Oh, Gaze, why would you even do that?
Because it's funny.
It's candy cane, man.
Consequently, I don't get a lot of research people calling me anymore.
They don't know you're on that list of just messing with them.
Yeah, they don't.
Nobody answers the damn phone. I don't answer the
that
phone.
That might have been the test, Todd, when they played Dolly Stairway and you went 10. They went, nah, he's jacking with us. Take him off the list.
This guy's jacking.
Nobody thinks that's a 10.
That could have been it.
You may remember Dolly's version of "I'm on Fire."
The Springsteen one.
Springsteen version.
Yeah.
No.
Do you have it?
I'm not sure. I might. Surely not.
Probably not.
And don't call me Shirley.
I'm not going to try it.
Okay,
I'm not going to try it. because it...
It sounds brutal.
Yeah, let's see if this is it.
Oh, yeah, this is it.
Oh, no. I know what this is. This is a sped-up version of
it sounds like
Dolly Parton. Oh, it's supposed to sound like Dolly.
It's actually Springsteen, huh?
Yeah, that's Springsteen.
It is Springsteen.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah.
That sounds like Mumford and Sons.
That's what it was.
That sounds like the beginning of a YouTube rabbit hole that could take us way far down.
Right, yeah, let's not go there.
No.
Don't go down that
one. You know, they did that at the time, actually.
I do remember it, yeah.
At the time, they did that.
That's how Springsteen does
it. It's easier to do that now than it was then.
Springsteen one-man show, he does that version.
Yeah, I'm sure he does.
Yeah.
I thought I had a whole collection of Dolly Parton covers, but they've redone their internet, so I think I lost it all.
Mm. They have redone the interwebs around these parts.
Right, made it better. That's what I like when the companies come in and redo things. They always make it better.
Mm-hmm. It's good to see the Vikings lose last night.
It really was.
None of us watched it except for Todd.
I know.
I had it on.
I didn't even have it on.
Just horrible.
For some
horrible,
of it.
Horrible, unwatchable football. Was it?
I watched a little of the second quarter.
Obviously, the Bears are the class of your division. Go Bears.
Absolutely.
Screw the Bears.
Go Bears.
Screw the Bears.
The Seahawks didn't look that good.
Go Ravens.
The Vikings certainly didn't look any good.
Waited till the fourth quarter to score some points.
Yeah. They scored 7 in the fourth.
Garbage touchdown.
18 points in the fourth quarter did the Seahawks score.
Oh, and no, then, I'm at the, oh, that was, oh, so the game was only what?
21-7.
21-7. No, it was 6-0 going into the fourth quarter.
Are you kidding me?
It was 6-0 like halfway through
the fourth
quarter.
So you were still in it, Todd.
Oh, yeah.
You need
yes.
Holy crap. I saw the score this morning. I thought they just won 21-7.
And the Vikings had it.
No.
Fourth and goal, about the 2-yard line, and they couldn't get it in. They would have gone up 7-6 then. But then Seattle marched down and scored. And then Kirk Cousins.
Why didn't they kick a field goal there?
They should have.
Yeah, just to make it a 3-point game. What the hell?
They didn't kick a field goal just to piss off Booger. Because Booger thought they should have kicked a field goal.
All right.
They just got runned over there.
Runned over, push it.
And then they tried to kick a field goal later, and it got blocked. Because
it's Randover. That's what Witten said. No, it's Randover.
Who was the linebacker that cheated? And
was it Bobby Wagner? I think I saw.
He kind of used his hands to jump over guys.
You and Petey Mack watched this. That's about it.
Yeah.
In the country.
And Kirk Cousins fumbled the ball, and Seattle's defense scored to make it 21-0. And then the Vikings got a garbage.
You still in the hunt for the wild card? You still one of the six? Because there's a bunch of 7, 6, 6, and 7.
They still have a chance.
I think they still have the sixth spot.
On both sides, there's still a bunch of on the AFC and NFC. I was checking out last night because Steelers are screwing up. So 7, 6, 6, and 7 teams. There's a bunch of them for those wild.
Right.
Cards,
I think technically, my stupid team is still has a shot.
Yeah. I mean, I think that pretty much gives Seattle a stronghold on the number 5.
All right.
Yeah, but I think the Vikings are close to the Panthers on the number 6 spot. But mathematically, I think they still have a chance. But they just look like crap lately. They look like crap the last half of this season.
We were talking about the riveting subject of North Dakota football yesterday.
North Dakota State. Yeah.
Today we learned that North Dakota State head football coach is going to replace Bill Snyder at Kansas State.
Yeah. Yes, he is. That's a good stepping stone for those coaches. That last guy went to Wyoming, right?
Yeah.
Bowl. You can win a bunch of championships up there and get a good Division I game. Kansas State's a good program. Good for them.
Yeah, you hold off for a good Division I gig.
Well, you got K-State's better than Wyoming.
I know.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
You're at a better conference.
It's easier to recruit to K-State than his
Wyoming. Better exposure. Right. Yeah.
Just proves you, when people want to be in Division I so bad, that guy left that to go to Wyoming. Still,
and that's
I
your choice. Yeah. Would you rather recruit to Kansas State or Wyoming?
No. The first time the guy left, he said North Dakota State left there and went to Wyoming. He still went to Wyoming. Yeah. He still left North Dakota State. Good program, but he said, I don't want to wake up in North Dakota anymore.
And the pay difference has to be
bigger.
Show me Wyoming.
Yeah. Whatever. You're right. Think about it. From a guy that just woke up in Dakota this past weekend. You wake up in Dakota, you just got to get the hell out.
Yeah.
And if we ever get an affiliate up there, affiliate, I'll apologize, but I just felt Todd's pain for a day.
Call me on that, would you?
What?
I know you say that to me. Yeah, call me when that happens. So give me a jingle on that one,
yeah,
would
exactly.
you?
Exactly, I will.
All right.
Yeah, you got to understand that where I grew up, Sioux Falls would have been a happening place. Sioux Falls is bigger than Fargo. And I told you, we would drive 4 hours to go to Fargo. Because that's where the host of all the
is it still bigger than basketball? Man, I hate to go back.
Everything was going on.
I don't
want to
get down the Dakota rabbit hole.
In Fargo.
But I'm like, I'm with Bill Maher. Make it one state and give him two senators. Get out of here. Screwing up the damn vote count.
No, there's too much animosity between the two. They'd never get along.
Yeah. Well, there are casinos everywhere in South Dakota and then weed in North Dakota. So just come together and do both.
Well, North Dakota has its fair share of...
They do? Those little bar casinos?
Native American casinos.
Oh, this is just bar casinos. And, you know, just right down the street, all over the place.
Bar casinos?
Yep.
Thousands of people in the Southeast still have no electricity after that snowfall.
They got pounded, and they're not used to that. No. They can't handle it.
Oh, no.
No, most in North Carolina. Could be a day or two before all the lights are back on. Cities in North and South Carolina and Virginia got anywhere from 11 to 14 inches of snow. Air travel difficult. Over 1,000 flight cancellations today. Thousands more delayed.
Did it snow in Charlotte, or did they get rain?
I don't know specifically.
It snowed, I believe.
I think it was snow.
Yeah,
okay.
Like,
pretty sure.
A lot.
Yeah, and the higher elevations got 34 inches, they said.
Right, the Charlotte airport probably isn't equipped for that.
You guess not.
Better start. Where's your global warming now? That's exactly where it's at right there.
We are getting word that Steph Curry does not believe that men landed and walked on the moon.
I tweeted this out last night. We talked about it a little bit before the break.
Okay.
And Richard Reese wants to be an astronaut, so we're going to discuss that with him when he gets in here.
Hi, I'm tired of people giving more.
And I said this stupid S has to stop.
Publicity.
And then, of course, Dr. Mina posted up the T-shirt she got us, and I retweeted that. So we all got these T-shirts, you know, vaccines work, there's a man on the moon, blah, blah, blah.
I ain't buying it.
No, chemtrails don't mean dick. What are the other five? There's three or four in there.
Let's see.
Candy cane stand for Jesus. No, that's not.
That
it.
Wasn't in there.
It's on the Twitter page. Vaccines work. Climate change is real.
I got it here.
Yeah.
Earth is not flat. Vaccines work. We've been to the moon. Chemtrails are not real. Climate change is real. Chemtrails aren't a thing. Yeah. Climate change is real. Stand up for science.
Stand up for science.
I don't know about all that. American and Japanese researchers say that giving allergy shots, stupid science.
Yeah, help my dog.
Giving allergy shots to pregnant women could protect their babies against allergies all the children's lives.
That's cool.
The scientists say the special shots prevent unborn babies from producing antibodies that trigger allergic reactions. These shots could stop the development of allergies, including asthma, pollen, and foods.
Has them stopped from rolling on the carpet and itching themselves?
That is not an allergy.
That happened to my dog. My dog used to do that.
Oh, I guess so.
Itches all the time. I mean, got shots.
So they're hoping that these shots could be commercially available within 5 to 10 years.
So we can start sending peanut butter sandwiches with the kids to school again?
Yes.
Actually, there's some new technology there. They say that they might help out kids with peanut butter allergies now.
All nuts. So
talk and stop being a prick. Yelling at kids who can't eat peanuts.
Yeah. I just want them to eat peanuts.
Yeah, that's it.
I just want them to know the joys
of peanut butter.
Of the legume. Feel badly for them.
Good thing dogs aren't allergic to peanut butter, huh?
You never know.
Well, yours aren't.
That's next.
Yeah. You got to test them.
Yeah, I do. As babies, right?
Man. You wait until they're old enough.
As puppies.
By the way, I was party to something that I highly objected to last night.
No.
And you'll probably see at least my hands or part of me.
I saw this.
In the pictures. But my wife
put
you know, some little antlers on the puppy.
Like real ones or that camera one?
No, 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 real ones.
Oh, the real, okay. Yeah, dressing up your dog.
No, not a filter on Instagram.
Yeah, that stuff.
No,
okay,
no,
yeah.
None of that.
And not real antlers.
No.
The
little party antlers.
The felt antlers.
Like right. They strapped it to the Grinch's head? The Grinch's dog?
No, it's not quite the same. These were felt.
Fake ones, got it, okay.
That was a real one, I think.
All right.
Right.
Yeah. And then his face kept going down.
And then a hat. And so what for? Fundamentally against
dressing your dog up.
Dressing up your dog. Your dog,
unless it's panties,
does not want to be dressed up.
Well, maybe your dog.
Unless it fell in the lake.
Come on.
And it's
nice little teddy. They like that.
Suffering from
who don't like a silky feeling of a teddy?
Hypothermia. You can throw a blanket on it. I guess those. What is it? The racing dogs.
Greyhounds.
No, the ones that race across.
Huskies?
No.
Shetlands?
The Iditarod. The
Chihuahuas.
Iditarod.
Chihuahuas.
Yeah. They like to wear the little booties.
Shih tzus.
The Huskies like to wear little
Bulldogs.
Booties when they're running across Alaska. But other than that, your dog doesn't want to dress up.
Nope. As soon as they put that sweater on, they roll around and say, get this frick off me, man.
Under no circumstances.
Yeah. I'll tell you another one.
Almost no circumstances.
We had our dog cut at a different place because, whatever. So I went and picked up the dog and had a little handkerchief around its neck. Hated that sumbitch.
Did it.
Got home, looked cute. Had a Christmas handkerchief wrapped around its neck. Chloe had nothing to do with that. Get this thing off my frickin' neck.
Oh, well, that one I don't mind so much.
I took him in the
little bandana around their neck.
No, they hated that. They hated that. And then you go to the park and throw hacky sack with it. You look like a douchebag.
Chloe said, give me my dignity back. Take this off.
Take this off me. I can't reach nothing down here.
Charges being filed in Texas against some fast food workers after drugs uncovered in a kid's burger.
Don't put them in the kid's burger.
Well, they found an ecstasy pill.
Oh, Jesus.
Figure it was for somebody else.
Yeah, but can you imagine a kid on X?
It wasn't meant for the kid.
Yeah, but he gave it to him.
It was supposed to go to somebody else.
Yeah, the older sister was opening up the burger for the younger kid and said, Mom, is this candy?
So you think they were giving it to somebody else?
I think it was meant for someone else, yes. Those pills can be expensive.
I think Nick Allen said he used to sell hits through the drive-thru when he was a kid.
Is that a regular menu item now?
It was not.
It should be.
It was not, so they went back
the guy
and
in the
busted several
was a,
people.
Was a buddy of his, I'll put it
probably. Well, it could have just been an accident. It's sitting there waiting for Jim when he comes through. Whenever that is.
Right. I assume so, because
that could have really hurt
when you're at the Jack in the Box, you don't want to be eating ecstasy then.
No.
That's a perfectly good waste of ecstasy.
Well, either that or if you're on your way home.
True. This is what you want to have on when you're on X. And she's buying a steak. Dolly's
no,
not,
it's not.
Dolly Parton's not dead.
He's got a point, Craig. Because I think
dead.
When you're on ecstasy, you pretty much like everything. So you probably...
you do like everything.
That's probably the only instance where you would enjoy this song is if you were full of MDMA.
Now this
I'll
is,
give you that. That's true.
This is Bluto walking down the stairs and hearing this and just destroying a guitar. That's what I would do right here.
Sorry.
Come on back.
You're listening to the Dot and Tyler Radio Empire.
There's a sign on the wall, but she wants to be sure. 'Cause sometimes words have to